Quick question. When was the last time that you actually looked at your website and thought, this is really working for me? If the answer is you're not sure, don't worry because you're not alone. Most therapists have a website, but they don't actually know what's helping it to convert, what might be confusing potential clients, and what might actually be turning people away. That's exactly why a website audit is so helpful because it can give you a clear outside perspective on what's actually happening when someone lands on your website. So I'm hosting a live website audit workshop April 17th, where I will walk you through what to look for, look at your website live, talk about what to fix, and how to make your website actually work for you. To learn more and sign up, head to the show notes to register. Now, onto the episode. You're listening to the Raise to Empower podcast. I'm your host, Ashley Comegys, a licensed clinical social worker with a multi-state online therapy practice. I have a passion for empowering women and mom therapists to break free of the fear, overwhelm, and oppressive systems that hold them back from taking action and building the private practice of their dreams. My goal is for you to boldly believe in yourself as a clinician and business owner. If you're looking for a place to learn practice building strategy and skill while also claiming your own power as a woman and a therapist, then you're in the right place. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the Raise to Empower podcast. I'm so glad you're here today. If this is your first time tuning in, welcome. I am so glad to have you here, part of the community of amazing women and mom therapists who are out there building and growing their private practices. And if you are a returning listener, I just want you to know how much I appreciate you. It really means the world that you spend this time with me each week. And just a little plug, if you are enjoying the show, I really would ask that you please subscribe to the show and leave me a 5-star review. It really does help to get the show out to other potential listeners who need it. Today's episode, I am bringing you something really fun and hopefully super helpful. It's an episode I've wanted to do last year, but with the midst of craziness after having my daughter, it had to get postponed. So I'm so excited to finally do it this year. And what we're going to be diving into is my top 10 favorite things of 2024. These are tools, services, and resources that have made my life easier, my work more efficient. Many of these I use in my private practice and some I use in my coaching business. But all of these help my practice and my work run more smoothly. These are all resources that I personally use. And some are products that I use every single day, and others are resources that I've just discovered that I cannot stop recommending. You know, as therapists, we juggle so much, managing clients, running our businesses, and still trying to find time for ourselves and our families. I know firsthand just how important it is to have the right tools in your corner to make everything a little bit more manageable. And that's why I wanted to share this with you, to give you ideas, to save you time, and maybe even help you find that one thing that you didn't know you needed to make your practice or your business easier. Now, a quick note before we dive in. Some of these items, not all of them, but some of them include affiliate links or discount codes, which I'll share with you, which means I just get a portion of the sale if you decide to purchase or subscribe something. But I want you to know that I'm only recommending things that I genuinely love and use myself. Whether or not you use the links, I believe that these are resources that can make a real difference for your practice and your life. For me, sharing about these products isn't about using my referral code. It's truly about making sure that you know about these amazing tools to help you in your business. I'll mention some specific codes or discounts throughout the episode, but you'll be able to find a link in the show notes of this episode to a page with information about each of these, as well as any discounts or codes you can check out. Again, some of them I have an affiliate link or a code for, others I don't, but I will still provide you the information to access them regardless. Now, here's what I would love. As you listen, if any of these resonate with you, let me know. Send me a message on Instagram or send me an email, because I'm always curious about what tools and resources are working for you. And if you have one that I didn't mention that's one of your favorites, share that with me, because I'm always looking for new ones to test out and see how they work for me. Okay, so are you ready? Let's jump into my favorite things of 2024 and see how these can help you elevate your private practice or simplify your life. Now, first up is my top favorite EHR system. So this is number one. This is Simple Practice. Now, if you polled a group of 100 private practice owners of what EHR or electronic health record system do they like best, you're going to get a wide range of answers, and for good reason. I have used several different platforms over the years, and for me, I have found Simple Practice to be the best system, and here's why. As a solo practice owner who doesn't have office staff, I don't have other clinicians, and as a mom who has a million things going on, I really need something that's systematic, that's all-inclusive, and makes things simple and intuitive. And that really is what Simple Practice does. It takes care of everything from scheduling and billing to documentation and telehealth, all in one seamless system. And for me, that is huge, having everything in one place. For therapists in private practice, Simple Practice eliminates chaos of juggling multiple tools by centralizing everything you need to run your practice. It streamlines administrative tasks like credit card payments, insurance billing, telehealth appointments, and scheduling all in one system. If you want to use their booking system, clients can book appointments directly through that. You can send automatic reminders to reduce no-shows. I have used systems where I've had things in different places. My telehealth appointments were in one place. My scheduling, my payments were in a different place. And it was a pain for me because I had to keep track of where everything was and what system had what. And it was hard for my clients, honestly, to stay on top of everything as well. Simple Practice system really has greatly reduced no-shows in my practice because of the simplicity of the email and text reminders to clients. From the clinical side, Simple Practice really has made things so much easier for other systems that I've used, you know, from designing my own intake forms, utilizing templates that they have for consents. I love being able to access assessment tools that I can use with clients, documentation and chart management. It's all in one place and it's so simple. Simple Practice really helps me to track all of my payments in one place. I can file insurance claims, track the claims processing, collect copays and session fees, and I don't have to duplicate work by collecting things in one place and then documenting or reconciling it in another. I have used a variety of different EHR systems over the years, and Simple Practice truly has been a game changer for my private practice. It saves me so much time by automating tasks that I used to have to do manually, like sending the appointment reminders or creating invoices and reconciling those claims. And one of my favorite features is the telehealth integration. It makes virtual sessions kind of feel seamless because it's all in one system and my clients know how to access it super easily. And I really love how customizable Simple Practice can be. I can tweak everything from the intake forms to the email templates to how the reminders are sent out to really fit the specific needs of my practice and how I want that to be for my clients. If you are just starting out, Simple Practice can help you establish a professional, organized workflow right from the beginning. And for seasoned therapists, it can help you streamline operations and really just free up more time for self-care, for taking on more clients, or time for your family. I do have a link for Simple Practice. You can either use the link that is in the show notes to go to the page that has all of the codes and referral links, or you can go to bit.ly/AshleySimplePractice and try them out for 30 days. If you have another EHR system, sign up for the 30-day trial and give it a whirl while you don't have to pay for anything. And if you do sign up to use their EHR system, you will get a $200 credit towards your account. That will cover more than 2 months of practice, depending on which plan you use. So take it for a test run, see what you think, and get your EHR system set up and perfected as you start the new year. All right. So my number two favorite thing is Michelle Risser's course, Diversify Your Income with CEUs. So many therapists are looking to expand their income outside of seeing one-on-one clients. There really are so many different options to do that, but one that I think is the easiest for therapists to kind of expand into is teaching CEUs. But it can be a lot to try and figure out how to do that, which is why I love Michelle's course. Michelle's course is so helpful in getting you to build your own CEU course. She helps you with everything from identifying your topic to learning how to navigate the admin side of teaching CEUs to getting board approval and helping you to prepare for actually leading the CEU. Michelle's course really has helped me so much in being able to structure my CEUs that I teach to make sure that they include all the important details to get them approved. Her course really offers so much knowledge, support, and resources, but in a really easy to absorb way. It's not overwhelming or confusing. Her course is super affordable, but she's actually offering a special discount just for listeners of this show. If you use code ASHLEY50, all one word, ASHLEY50, no space, at checkout, you will get $50 off of her Diversify Your Income CEUs course. It really is an amazing resource, so I cannot recommend it enough. So be sure to check the link in the show to get the link for her course and use ASHLEY50 to get a $50 discount. All right, my third favorite thing is Bank Novo. Now, one thing in private practice that everyone is always concerned about is money. And it really is so important to have a separate bank account for your practice from your personal bank account. But business banking can feel confusing and overwhelming and a lot of times expensive, especially if you're just starting out, which is why I really like Bank Novo. Bank Novo is an online banking platform created with small business owners and entrepreneurs in mind. It's designed to strip away the unnecessary complications that traditional banking oftentimes has and replaces them with tools that make managing your finances simple and stress-free. It really is a perfect partner for private practice owners. If you're like me, you didn't get into private practice because you love managing business finances. Over the course of my time in private practice, I have used different banks and different types of accounting systems. I've used spreadsheets and free and paid software. I've used personal bank accounts, and honestly, it was a mess. So when I was looking for a new business bank account for my coaching business, I found Bank Novo, and it really was a no-brainer for me. With no monthly fees, no minimum balances, and everything accessible right on your phone or from your desktop, it feels like they designed it specifically for entrepreneurs. Now, beyond just their no monthly fees and no minimum balances, there are several built-in features which are so helpful. What I really love is their reserves feature. It's like creating little buckets for your money right in your account. And if you're familiar with the Simple Profit system, which if you aren't, I highly recommend you check that out to build a accounting system for your practice. But if you're not, if you are familiar with Simple Profit, Bank Novo basically allows you to build the system right into your bank account without having to actually have multiple checking or savings accounts like Simple Profit teaches. You know, I have one for taxes, one bucket for business operations, one for paying myself, and one for retirement. It's a simple way to stay on top of things without having to think about it all the time and not having to go to multiple accounts. Plus, they actually integrate with QuickBooks and Stripe. And they actually have a new feature, which is this kind of inclusive accounting system right in your account. So if you don't want to pay for something separate like QuickBooks, you can actually do your accounting right in the Bank Novo system. Honestly, I wish that I had Bank Novo as a banking option when I first started my practice. It's really straightforward, it's dependable, and honestly, it makes me feel like I have more control of my business finances. And the fact that there are no hidden fees and no cost is just huge. That's not common in business accounts. It really is hard to find a business account that doesn't charge you, especially for people starting out in practice, or even if you're not, every dollar in your bank account counts. So whether you are new to private practice or just looking to organize your finances, you can start with having a dedicated business account like Bank Novo. It really does make a huge difference in separating personal and business expenses. Use the reserve feature to set aside funds for taxes or other big expenses. It's like giving yourself permission to breathe when tax system rolls out because you have it all set right there. And you can check out the link for Bank Novo and use the referral link and you will get $40 added to your account for free. So sign up, you get $40 added if you use the referral link. So check that out. Okay, next onto the list, number four is Hello Audio. I have used this tool for the last 2 years and I love it. So what is it? Hello Audio is a platform that allows you to create private podcast feeds for your audience. It's a creative way to deliver content like courses or coaching materials or even client resources in an audio format that's easy for listeners to access anytime, anywhere. I'll be honest, when I first heard about Hello Audio, I thought, do I really need this? Is it really going to be helpful for me? But once I started using it, I realized it's the tool I never knew I was missing. I've loved being able to use it to take course lessons that I've made and turn them into audio feeds for students to be able to listen to course materials rather than having to sit in front of the computer. If you're a coach, you can create private podcast feeds for specific clients or on specific topics. Even if you are just in private practice, it can actually be a really amazing tool for delivering resources to clients in a format that they can actually use. One of the really cool things that I have seen other therapists use Hello Audio for is creating tools for clients. So for example, you could record a short mindfulness exercise or a series of them and upload them to the private podcast feed for clients to access or to purchase. I know many people who have done this and their clients just love that because they can access these meditations easily and they don't have to go digging through a separate email and find each of them. It's just in a podcast feed, just like any other podcast they would listen to. And they love being able to access it during the day, you know, without having to log into a different portal or accessing them somewhere else. And if you are somebody who is expanding into coaching or courses, Hello Audio really is so helpful and is a game changer. I have used it to deliver course materials and bonus content for workshops, and I have been on the receiving end as a student for Hello Audio, and I love being able to listen to courses and trainings at a time that works for me right on my phone. It really is an engaging way to connect with your audience, whether they are clients, other therapists, or people taking your course. And I really love just how easy it is to use Hello Audio. In addition to private podcast feeds for courses and coachings, it does come with a public feed, which is where I host this podcast. So if you have thought about starting a podcast, this is an opportunity to have a feed in addition to being able to access the private feeds and the benefits that you can have with working with clients. So this might be the time for you to kind of think outside the box. Where could you use Hello Audio? Could you use it to share exclusive content like client homework or mindfulness exercises or workshop recordings? And if you are branching out into coaching or courses, consider using private audio feeds as a bonus feature to make your content stand out. So you can check the link in the show notes again for the link to get to Hello Audio. All right, number five, we're halfway there. iPostal. Now, one of the most frequently asked questions I get from people when they are looking to start an online practice or move completely online is, what address do I use? And virtual mailboxes are an amazing way to do that. The one that I always recommend and I have used since I opened my practice completely online is iPostal. Now, if you've never heard of a virtual address box, here's what it is. A virtual mailbox provides a professional business address and allows you to not have to use your home address or a PO box for your practice address. You can physically receive mail at this virtual mailbox and have the mail either physically forwarded to your home or even scanned to your email so that you can review the documents or the mail that has been received at the virtual mailbox address. When I shifted to online therapy, one of my biggest challenges was finding a way to market my online practice to specific areas without listing my home address everywhere. And that is where iPostal came in. It gave me a legitimate business address that I could use for insurance companies, directories, and even licensing paperwork if I needed to. Insurance panels and professional directories often require a business address to list your practice, and using iPostal keeps your home address off those public-facing platforms. And so not only does it protect your privacy, but it also adds a layer of professionalism to your practice. I have an iPostal address for my practice in every state that I am licensed in. And I also use my iPostal address for my website and for insurance panels. It really does help create a clear boundary between your personal and your professional life, which is so important when you're working from home. So you can use an iPostal address when registering with insurance companies and directories like Psychology Today or Therapy Den, and keep your home address off the internet so that it remains private. Again, you can use your iPostal address for intake paperwork, for your website, any other client-facing materials that you may need. So if you are looking for a way to list your practice, to have an address in a state you may not be physically located in anymore, check out iPostal, and there is a link to that again in the show notes. All right, we are now on to number six of my favorite things, Thrivecart. If you are a therapist who has ever thought about offering something beyond one-on-one sessions, like a digital course or group programs, or even selling worksheets or guides, Thrivecart really is the tool that you need. Thrivecart is a really powerful shopping cart and sales platform that is designed to help you sell digital products, courses, and services with ease. It allows you to create customizable checkout pages, manage payments, and even set up affiliate programs for other people to promote your products. Whether you are offering a workshop, selling downloadable resources, or expanding into online courses, Thrivecart simplifies the process from start to finish. And one of the things that I absolutely love about Thrivecart is that it actually has an integrated learning platform. So if you are creating a course or even offering downloadable assets, you can host them directly on Thrivecart and in the Learn platform. So it's all integrated into one system. Again, I love systems. I love integration. And so Thrivecart is where I host my courses, and it really has been so easy to integrate the shopping cart and sales pieces with the courses. I love how Thrivecart really takes care of everything on the back end, like the payment processing, invoicing, and even automated follow-ups. So like if a payment doesn't go through, they will take care of that. Thrivecart really makes me feel confident in my processes and how I'm showing up from a customer service standpoint. I appreciate just how customizable it is. You can really make your checkout pages reflect your brand and customize them to how you want them to look. Now, I have used other systems before for hosting courses and for payment, but this is what really sealed the deal for me with Thrivecart. Thrivecart is not a monthly subscription. It's not paying something every month. It is a one-time payment. And once you pay that, that is it. You have access to Thrivecart. You have access to Thrive Learn forever. And for someone who is cautious about adding more recurring expenses to my business, that was a huge win for me. I knew I was never going to have to worry about paying again for what I needed. So if you are considering creating digital products or courses, Thrivecart makes the process smooth and professional. You can take advantage of their upsell or discount features to boost your sales while providing extra value to your clients and students. So check out the Thrivecart link in the show notes to get started. All right, this next tool is one that I just discovered in the last quarter of 2024, but it really has been a huge game changer for me, and that is Barry Scribe. Now, I know that AI is something new that many people are kind of skeptical or hesitant about, but I've done my research, and I feel comfortable and confident using this specific piece of software in my practice. So what is it? Barry Scribe is a transcription and virtual assistant service tailored for mental health professionals. It allows you to dictate the session, or it transcribes the session into notes for the session that can then be uploaded as the clinical note into the client's chart. Writing notes is one of the dreaded things we all hate, and it can be confusing to know what to write, and it can really be time consuming. But let me tell you, when I discovered Barry's, it felt like I had been handed extra hours in my day, and it really took a lot of stress off of me. We juggle so much as therapists, writing notes, completing paperwork, responding to client inquiries, and then add that on top of everything that we do as moms, as parents. And honestly, it can just feel overwhelming. So with Barry's, I've been able to offload the stress of my notes. For example, I use the transcription service to transcribe my notes after sessions. Instead of sitting down for hours, typing up everything, I'm able to quickly review and finalize notes and then just upload them directly into the client's chart. It's like having an extra set of hands in my practice. The transcriptions are fast and reliable, and Barry's really understands the needs of mental health professionals. And it's HIPAA compliant, so I don't have to worry about client privacy because their system is secure. What I love, honestly, is just how much time it saves me. Instead of spending so much time to finish notes, I have so much time back and a lot less headache. And they even have support to help you to talk about or introduce Barry's to clients and get their consent to use it in session. So if you are feeling bogged down by the struggle to keep up with your notes, like I have been, Barry's is a fantastic resource. Now, you can try them for free to see how it works. And if you use the code ASHLEY50 or the referral link, you will get $50 off your first month. So try them out for free. You don't even have to use it in a session with a client. You can transcribe your notes after the session with them and see what you think. But use code ASHLEY50 and you will get off your first paid month $50 off. Check them out and let me know what you think. All right, number 8 is Good Notes. Now, several years ago, I truly went completely digital with my practice. I used to take therapy notes, not the clinical notes, but therapy notes in session on paper, and I kept them in a chart that I would reference for the session. I had one for every client. These were not the official chart clinical notes, but I didn't want to have to keep all of these kind of physical files, and especially with military moves, I didn't want to have to carry them with me every time we moved every few years. And so I started using an iPad to keep my notes, and I used the Good Notes app as the place to keep those notes. Good Notes is a digital note-taking app that is designed to give you the functionality of pen and paper in a digital format. It really has an intuitive design, and you can handwrite, or if you wanted to, type your notes and organize them into folders, even create PDFs, all in your tablet or iPad. It's like carrying around an organized notebook or binder or folders without the bulk. Good Notes really has become a go-to tool for me in my practice. Whether I am brainstorming ideas for a workshop, keeping track of client insights in session, or even just jotting down details during client consultations, it keeps everything in one place. And one of the features that I love is that you can import documents like intake forms and mark them up digitally so you can take notes on that document. No more stacks of paper cluttering up my desk. I just upload everything to Good Notes, take notes directly on them, and then upload them into the client's file. And the ability to organize notes into folders means that I can keep all practice-related documents in one place, personal development things in a different area. It's easily accessible, and it creates some containment and consistency. I am someone who has always loved the feeling of writing things by hand, and I process things by writing things down, but I don't like having to carry notebooks with me everywhere. It's just not always practical. And so Good Notes really gives me kind of that best of both worlds. I still get to handwrite using my iPad and my pencil, but now my notes are searchable, they are shareable, they are really organized. And it's been a real game changer being able to keep everything that I need at my fingertips and have access essentially to paper and pen wherever I am. So I highly recommend that you check them out, even if you aren't sure that you necessarily want to take notes for sessions. Good Notes app is a really helpful tool to use in your practice just for staying on top of things or just to even have as a notebook. You can find the Good Notes app in the Apple App Store or Google Store. And again, I will have a link to the app in the favorite things list. Okay, number 9 is Squarespace. If you have heard me talk about marketing your private practice, you know that I am an advocate and a believer that having a website for your practice is essential. I think it's the number one thing that you need to have to market your practice. And so I highly recommend using Squarespace to do that. Squarespace is an all-in-one website building platform that makes it easy to create a professional and beautiful website, even if you're not a tech expert. With its customizable templates, built-in SEO tools, and integrated features like scheduling and blogging, Squarespace helps you to design this digital home for your private practice that really truly reflects your brand. When I first started my practice, I knew I needed a website, but the thought of building one felt overwhelming. But Squarespace really changed that for me. They have such user-friendly, beautiful templates that are easy to customize that I had a professional looking website up and running in no time. And having a website is such an important part of building trust with potential clients. It really is oftentimes their first impression of you. And so you want it to feel welcoming and clear and professional. So with Squarespace, you're able to do that. I was able to create pages for my services, FAQ sections, even blog posts that share tips and insights and helps clients to find me, all without needing to hire someone separate to design it. I love that Squarespace really empowers me to be able to show my practice the way that I envision it. I am not a tech guru by any means. I do like technology, but I am not a guru. But really, Squarespace makes me feel like I know what I'm doing. Their drop and drag tools make it easy to tweak things until it's just right. And honestly, I've had amazing success with their customer support. It really has been helpful. If I ever get stuck, they are there. Now, beyond the design, the built-in SEO features are a huge bonus and something that's so important. SEO is extremely important in helping clients find you. And so their SEO features help ensure that my practice shows up when people in the area are searching for a therapist. If you don't have a website yet, Squarespace really is a great place to start. Pick a template that matches your style, customize it to the colors that you want. Start small with just a few pages about your services, and then you can expand as you want to. I am not an affiliate or anything with Squarespace, but I just highly recommend them. And they oftentimes are running specials like 10% off or 20% off a yearly subscription. So maybe this is the year for you to finally get your practice up and running. And so I really recommend that you check out Squarespace, and there will be a link to them in the document about the favorite things for 2024. Okay, here we are, number 10. We are at the last one of the 2024 favorite things, and this one is called iPlum. When I started my private practice, I knew that I didn't want to give out my personal phone number to clients. If you have worked in community mental health, you know how important it is not to give that out. It's a boundary that I need to set for myself and I needed to set for my clients. And as a way of protecting myself, it's just important to do that. But getting a second phone just was not practical. I have done that before in other practices, but I didn't want to do that in my own private practice. So that's where iPlum comes in. It gave me a dedicated business line that works right for my existing phone, and it's been a total game changer. iPlum is a phone and messaging app that is designed for professionals and offers features like a dedicated business phone number, HIPAA-compliant texting and voicemail, and even a HIPAA-compliant fax line if you would like that. It allows you to keep your personal and professional communication separate without needing an extra phone. And with iPlum, you can manage calls and texts from your smartphone while maintaining privacy and professionalism. What I love about iPlum is how tailored it is to the needs of mental health professionals. The HIPAA-compliant texting feature is a huge relief because sometimes clients send sensitive information, and that way I know they are protected. iPlum makes running my practice feel a lot smoother when it comes to communication. I never have to worry about accidentally mixing up clients and personal calls, and the professionalism it brings is really unmatched. When clients see a business number and a voicemail with a clear greeting that is specific to my practice, it helps to set the tone for professionalism in an organized practice. And I really appreciate how affordable it is. It is much more budget-friendly than adding a second phone line, and it's definitely more affordable than other systems I have found. And if you have a phone number somewhere else and you are wanting to move over to iPlum, they can help get that taken care of with integrating your own phone number. You can usually take it with you. And the flexibility to be able to customize things in iPlum, like business hours for when calls and texts come through, is so valuable. It really helps to protect my space from my time outside of work. It's one of those tools that is just simple to use, but really makes a huge impact on my practice. So I recommend you check out iPlum again to kind of create that professional boundary with a dedicated business number and take advantage of their HIPAA-compliant texting feature for secure client communication. If you don't have a phone number, if you don't have a fax number, because you can just have the fax number as well, check out iPlum. The link to that, again, is in the show notes. Whew, okay, so that was a lot, but it was really fun. Honestly, I love connecting people to resources that can help them. And I hope that walking through these 10 favorite things has sparked some ideas or maybe awareness or inspiration or even just a little excitement about something that you can do to make your private practice run smoothly and feel more enjoyable. Whether it is streamlining your systems with simple practice, setting up a professional looking website with Squarespace, or developing another income stream by learning how to teach CEUs. I have shared tools and resources that have truly made a difference for me, and I really hope that they can for you too. I also want to just say this, if you are just starting out or even feeling overwhelmed in your practice, remember that you don't need to have everything figured out all at once. Sometimes it's about just taking one small step, trying out one tool or service that feels doable and building from there. Trust me, when I started my practice, I didn't have all these systems in place. It was a process of me learning what worked for me over time. If there is something from today's favorite things list that stands out to you, I would love to hear about it. Send me a message on Instagram or an email and let me know if you give any of these a try and what you think, what your favorite tool is. Or again, if there's a tool or a resource that you think I should know about, let me know. Sharing what works for us is how we all grow together. Now, be sure to come back here next week because in the next episode, I'm going to be going over things that you should do to help wrap up your practice for the end of the year and what you need to do to prepare your practice and your clients for the start of 2025. So subscribe to the show so that next week's episode will just download to your podcast feed automatically and don't miss it. As always, thank you so much for spending time with me here on the Raise to Empower podcast. I really am grateful for you. You're not just a listener, you are part of this community of women and mom therapists who are showing up, doing the work, and building something meaningful in this world. And so I am so grateful for you. And again, if you love today's episode, it would really mean the world to me if you would take a minute and leave a review or share this episode with a colleague or a friend who could benefit from these resources as well. Together, we can keep empowering each other as we thrive in private practice. Until next time, keep doing amazing work, and I will see you back here next week. Thank you so much for listening to the Raise to Empower podcast. Check the show notes for all links and resources mentioned in the show. If you found today's episode helpful or inspiring, be sure to share it with your therapist friends. And don't forget to subscribe to the show and leave your 5-star rating and review. It truly means so much to me and will help us get our message of empowerment out to other women and mom clinicians. And I'd love to connect with you in our Facebook community. So check out the show notes for the link or head to bit.ly/raise to empower to join us. I'll see you back here next week.